it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 81. When I was growing up in Bath County, Virginia, I purchased my first volume of Japanese manga from the Scholastic Book Fair at my school when I was about 12 or 13 years old. I was immediately taken in by the style. Punchy graphics, idioms and references that encouraged me to learn more about Japanese culture, and the experience of rewiring my brain to read pages from right to left. I found myself enraptured by it all. These days, Japanese manga or comics and anime or cartoons are much more widely available and experienced in the popular culture of the United States. Even if you are not intimately familiar with the genre, you've definitely come across an example. Astro Boy, Speed Racer, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh!, and Pokemon are all extremely popular examples of anime. Along with the appreciation of these graphic novels and shows, came an interest in Japanese culture and foods that often appear in publication. Some common examples include ramune sodas, which are sealed with a marble that you have to pop down into the bottle, and pocky, chocolate-dipped biscuit sticks that come in many different flavors. There is also plenty of prepared Japanese food that makes an appearance, like Japanese curry, ramen, and onigiri, or rice balls. This week's recipe is something I've been eyeing for a long time, and I finally made it. Chicken amu rice. A portmanteau of omelet and rice, this dish is basically chicken fried rice wrapped in a thin omelet. I highly recommend this recipe as an easy way to process some leftover rice and chicken into an exciting and cute dish. I'll give the recipe for a single serving, but we made ours in batches. For the rice, you'll need some cooking oil, 1 cup of cooked rice, a half a cup of chopped chicken, either raw or cooked already, 1/2 cup of mixed vegetables, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce and 2 tablespoons of ketchup, and if you have it, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil and a dash of fish sauce. For the omelet, you'll just need 1 egg and 1 tablespoon of milk, and then ketchup for decoration. Start by heating a pan, or ideally a wok, on high heat with your cooking oil of choice. If you're using raw chicken, start by browning the chicken and then add the onions in. If working with cooked chicken, start with the onions first. Add in whatever vegetables you like in your fried rice. Carrots, corn, peas, and mushrooms are all good options. Add your rice and continue to stir fry as you add in the soy sauce, ketchup, sesame oil, and fish sauce. Note: if you've ever tried to make fried rice at home and it hasn't tasted the same as what you can get at the restaurant, it's important to note that much of the flavor comes from the wok itself and the high heat and flame used in the cooking. This is definitely harder to achieve on an electric stovetop, but you can try it if you have a gas stovetop. When the rice is to your liking, set that aside and heat a non-stick skillet on medium heat. Mix the egg and milk well until the mixture is uniform, and then begin to cook a thin omelet in the skillet, tilting so the mixture cooks in an even layer. When the egg looks tacky but not yet all the way dry, scoop a large helping of the fried rice into the center of the omelet. Carefully wrap the side of the egg upward around the mixture. Very gently transfer the omelet filled with rice to a plate, flipping it in the process so that the rice side is down. Cover with a paper towel and gently shape the omelet more tightly around the rice, as if you were tucking in a bedsheet. And finally, draw the words or design of your choice on top of the omelet with ketchup and enjoy. You can find this recipe online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you have a recipe you'd like to share with the show, you can send that to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.